started it, so everyone must your stamina.
Good morning, everybody. It's not as scary as it seems. Lots of sperm here, but I walked in, and the ladies were talking about it, shops. And that's what I also am going to talk about, something to do with shops. Because someone asked me about 2 weeks ago, they asked me to not say who it was, they wanted to know, are you allowed to go into a pub and have a drink? They asked me not to say who it was. They asked, that was the question, are you allowed to go into a pub and to have a drink? So I prepared my shiur. Now, on Shabbos, I saw an interesting prayer, or Gedalia and Balak, which is Nogeya to this, because he quotes the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, I see Klal Yisrael, I see the Hein Megvois, I see Klal Yisrael, the office of the Klal Yisrael, and then Hein Om Labodod Yishkoin. Klal Yisrael, they live, they're a nation who dwell bodod alone, of Agoyim Lo Yis Chashav, and they're not counted among the Goyim. And he quotes the Targum Yonason that says, Ha Amma Bilchodehun Asidin Nemetz and Alma, they're a nation who's going to be inherit the world on their own. Why? Matil Dinamuse Umaya Lo Badrin, because they don't follow the Nemusim, the Minhagim of the Goyim. So he says, the Asid Hakova Bimheir Vilmenomin will Niska the Gula Mishum Shalo in Sarvu Bein Agoyim. If we didn't learn from the nations, that's of course the Gula will come. And he quotes in Vayishlach, he was marich about the Madrega of Yaakov Avinu, who was called Levado. Vayishai Yaakov Levado. And he said that was the Madrega, that Yaakov was alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His machshavas always dovak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what Bilam was saying to Klal Yisrael, but they will be Yorish, this Madrega of Yaakov Avinu, who was Levad, and they will be Badad, they will also be alone. Like it says in Devarim, Vayishkon Yisrael betach bodod ein Yaakov. The Yisrael lived betach bodod. They would live better securely because they are bodod. They would be sure betach that their minhogim and their kedusha will continue because of their separation. They separate themselves from the goyim. And he says that Chazal, who kept this madriga for us, they made gezeiros, so we shouldn't mix amongst the goyim. For example, they made a gezeira on the wine of goyim, because of their daughters and so on. And all the Manhige Israel in the Doris, they kept this Surah of Klal Yisrael, who are alone. Betach Bodod. Because when Klal Yisrael are on their own, then it's Betach that they will keep their Surah and their Kedusha. And all the generations, they were most in Nefesh to keep the Kedusha and the Surah of Klal Yisrael to be Bodod and not to mix amongst the Goyim and learn from them. Because they knew that that is the side of the Hatzlacha. And the Etzim Tzorosa, this is their Tzor of Klal Yisrael, the Hein Om Labodod Yishkoin. And he says, we see that when Klal Yisrael do not keep this Tzorah to be Bodod, then the Hashkacha is Mesaviv, that they distance themselves from Hashem, and then the Goyim turn around, Hofach Libom Lisnoi Amod, Hashem changes the hearts of the Goyim to hate Klal Yisrael, to keep Klal Yisrael separate from the Goyim, because if Bnei Yisrael don't guard themselves with their surah as they should be, Badad, then Hashkocha makes the Goyim do that. And they say, I think, say, but same various, I see this Rebbe, Haraim, Volozhner, they say if the Yidden will not make Kiddush, then the Goyim make Havdalah. But the Ikarotzen of Hashem is that Bnei Israel should keep that Kedusha and that distance of their own. They shouldn't go in the Nemusim of the Goyim. And in the Zechus that they show me the surah of Badad, they are Makar the Gula, as it says in the Targum Yonasan that we started quoting. And we, who he says, we're for now in the times of Iksa with the Bashicha, we have to mechazik ourselves very much to keep the Tzur of Klal Yisrael to be in the Bechina of Hein on Labodad Yishkoin. And through that we'll be zoked to the Gula. Now, I'm sure you all heard that a couple of weeks ago, everyone's still has the music ringing in their ear from the festival. That's why we went away for Shabbos, and we were Gole Musica. But a few weeks ago there was a festival, Glastonbury Festival. I'm sure you were heard there that there was a whole rumpus because one of the singers, one of the famous singers, started a chant, death to the IDF. So I get an email from somebody from the shul, St. John's Wood Shul, where my parents, Aleichem Shalom, were, and he sends some interesting things. He sent here one of the people in the shul, his son. He went to Glastonbury, and he writes, read what he writes. I always wanted to go to Glastonbury. For years, it had been on the list. The music, the madness, the myth. Last year, I finally made it with my camper van and with my kosher barbecue. And I fell in love with the chaos and the joy. And I wanted to go back this year. But something has shifted, he said. He describes there when he was at a certain place, he heard of people making, see, they thought he heard them booing and hissing when they saw a group of Yidden and saying, Zion, Zion. And then he was talking to somebody, and that there's a woman, he talked to a woman, and suddenly she's just in the middle, she says, Oy vey. And he says, are you Jewish? And she says, no, that's Yiddish, and carried on. And it was a shtech to him. And he says, this isn't about one band, or one tweet, or one awkward moment. It's about the quiet but growing realization that for Jews like me, observant, visible, connected both to Jewish identity and British civic life, Glastonbury no longer feels like a safe or welcoming place. And in this context, we can understand the hashkacha, that we can see that in America now, 25% of the population don't see the anti-Semitic attacks there as unreasonable. So this is begeda hafach libon lisnoi amo. The Hashem changes their hearts to hate us, that we should keep our distance from them. And part, as he says, part of the way we keep our distance and keep the Tzura Klal Yisrael is through these gezeiros. So one of them is the issue of buying alcoholic beverages other than wine in a non-Jewish shop. So here we start. We were talking before about shop or laser. So we're talking about shops. So we start with the Gemara. So the Gemara is Dachayomi next, this coming Friday. So straight away, I wouldn't speak on Friday. It would have been no gayer to that, right, Friday. So the Gemara there, Daf Lamada Aleph Beis, says the following. It says, Itma, we play Ma Asru Sheikha Shal Oide Kavan. Why do they forbid non-Jewish beer? What was the reason they forbid it? Rabbi Bar Chama Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Mishum Chasnus. He says it's a gzera of chasnus, like wine, bread, shenokrim. It's a gzera of chasnus. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Mishum Gilui. Rabbi Nachman Amar Mishum Gilui. He says because of the problem that they might not have been careful to make sure that it wasn't drank from by snakes, and therefore there could be venom in it. And the Gemara discusses in Nachman Minim the various reasons. Rav Popper Mafikin Lei LaAbava Dachanusa. Rav Popper used to take it out to the gate, to the entrance of the shop, for Shasi, and he would drink it there. Interesting, the Rav Popper, what was his panosa? That was his business, Sheikah. So I wonder if he was doing what they call industrial espionage. He was going to non-Jewish shops to taste the beer. There's actually an interesting Gemara. There's two Gemaras. I didn't look it up. I forgot to look it up. But one Gemara says that in the sugya of being choshed gesheim, says Rav Popper said, that happened to me, and it wasn't true. They were choshed me of something, it wasn't true. There's another Gemara in the sugya of Baltashkis, where Rav Popper says that if you can get by with beer and you buy wine instead, that's Baltashkis. You're wasting your money by getting something more than you need. You have beer, don't have wine. So I think it's the Maharsha that says that if you put these two Gemaras together, he says, where was the case where they suspected Rav Popper something and it wasn't true? It was because he said that you shouldn't buy wine if you can have beer. And they suspected he was doing this to promote his business, because he was a beer manufacturer. But it wasn't true. It certainly wasn't the case, because he was dashing the halakha of Shemesh Shemayim, but that's the case. So that's Rav Popper. He used to take the beer, have them bring the beer out to the entrance of the shop. Rav Achai, Maisi Lei, the Beis Sevi Shoti. Rav Achai used to bring it home, and only when he was home he would drink it there. And the Gemara says, "V'tayvai mishum chasnus." Both of them hold that the reason of the issa is not because of gilui, but because of chasnus. Because if it's a problem of gilui, it makes a difference where you drink it. So it must be because they hold it's because of chasnus. So that is the basic of the Makor of this Gemara. Now, straight away, the Gemara, the Tosaf says, "Mipleima asu sheicha isu sheicha lo matzinu lo b'mishnah lo b'braisa." We don't find anywhere that beer is forbidden. It's not a mishnah; it's not a braisa. Maybe it was the days of Amoraim. They came up this in the times of Amoraim. The Rashi describes it as a minhag kadoshim. He says it's a minhag kadoshim, but they say no. There's no nothing in halacha between whether you say it's a minhag kadoshim or the time of the Gemara. It's actually an issa that they were knowing. And the Rashi says he's medayik the Gemara. The Gemara says mipnei ma osu sheikh shal oitikham. It doesn't say mipnei ma gozru. Gozru is a gezeira chazal from the time of Mishnah, but Osru is a later on thing for the Amoraim. But Lamaisa, there's no nakamina between the two. In the end of the day, it makes no difference in actual halacha. So how does this pan out in halacha? So if you look at the Torah says, this is Simon Kuf Yudalit and Yoredea, Kol Sheikha Echot Sheikha Tamarim or Shal Tsaorim, whether it's whether beer is made from dates or from barley, this is going to be important. This we'll see later on. Whether it's from barley, became maske asumi devash, or if it's mead, which is made from honey, Asuri mishum chasnus. It's also because of chasnus. Aval ein b'hem lo mishum bishule goyim ve lo mishum gilui geuli goyim. There's no issur because of bishul nokri. The Tosa speaks about there's not bishul nokri because one of the svar is because it's nechal chai. The other svar is because the ikar ingredient is the water. So he says just like we don't make vazonus or hadoma on beer because it's bottled in the water. So the huadin is bottled in the water. The gabe bishul nokri. And there's also not a problem of geuli nokri that there might be issur mixed in. And of course, all that we're talking about here is on the understanding that there's no actual stuff mixed in, which is true. And there can be problems with certain beverages. You've got lots of very extensive lists nowadays that tell you what is okay and what's not okay. Obviously, we're talking about a case where we're sure there's not a problem of actual mixing in the truth. It's not as strict as bishul nokri and pas nokri. There, by pas nokri and bishul nokri, it doesn't make a difference. You can't take it home and have bishul nokri at home. It doesn't make any difference. But here, it's only also in the house of the goy. Because of Adoni Ahu Harosh, se'af beis hagoy lo osru ele kishkoveya asro lishtois. And even in the house of a goy, which is also from the Gemara, it's only also if he's kovei himself to drink. Kederich se'adon kovei b'shtia. The person sits down and has a kovei to drink. That's what's also. But if he goes to the house of the goy, v'shoyse derech arai, and he drinks it in a temporary manner, but a cry on a one-off occasion, and not as a fixed thing, muta, then it's muta. Someone who's staying over in a non-Jewish hotel, choshev ha-pundak kebesoi, then the pundak, that place he's staying, considered his house, umuta lishtos, then he's allowed to drink it. Then Tosfos mentioned this because of Ava as well, because it's a problem of Ava as well. So then, in no circumstances, it is allowed. Right, so that is the tour. I'll just point to the Rashba one that I said about the Minak Vedoshim. And another issue is that we saw there were two Amorah. In one Amorah, Rav Popper took it out of the shop. Once it was out of the shop, it was okay. And according to Rav Achai, he took it home. So it's only mutter when you take it home. So the Rashba says that although a Baal Nefesh should be machmir and should take it home, but the Ikar Halacha is, we go in the Rabbanan, we go Kumbekel, and therefore the Ikar Halacha is that once it's out the shop, it's that's considered okay. Well, so if you take it out of the shop, you can have it in the shop, you don't have to actually bring it home. Although we see the Lashon of the Mechaber is not quite like that. So let's look.
Beis Hagoy?
What?
A pub, is that considered?
Yes, they do definitely consider that to be the Beis Hagoy. Yeah, it's not. When you're thinking that, when it comes to pass, there's a difference between pass palter and a pass for balabais. So you're allowed to have bread, non-Jewish bread, when there's no Jewish bread available, if it's a palter, if it's a baker. But not, you can't have, in any circumstance, you can't have if it's if actually baked by privately. I remember we've been going on the same place on summer holiday for about 10 years. The very first time we came there, we got there and there was beautiful bread that they baked. So even aside of whether you don't know whether it's kosher or not, but even that, without that, that would be that's a pas balabayim. But when it comes to this dinim here, the Gemara speaks about chanos or shops. So it's much more that it's not just in his house; it's also even in an establishment that's selling it for commercial reasons. Then it's still also. But if we're getting nervous, we have to wait and see until we get to the Ramah. Before we get to the Ramah and then the Chabad, I just want to quote you the Beis Yosef brings down. The Mordechai, now this is a big Pesach for us, Ashkenazim, and Mordechai, Kosta B'Shem Abi Ezri, B'Shub Seif HaYosar, Shesheicha Shelonu, our beer, Ein Bo Mishum Chastus, there's no problem with Chastus. V'Nir Shetamu, P'nei Shesovet, Ekiven Telo Asher Khan, Sheyasa HaSheicha, Elim Ahid Rav Popper Rav Achai. The only Makor that Sheikh has also is with that Gemara about Rav Achai and Rav Popper, Ein Nesu Ere Kamin Sheicha Shelahen. How do they make beer in those days? Yes, tomorrow is. So who shakes it tomorrow? That was date beer. Avalo shal se'orim, o shal minim acherim, but not of barley or other tour. Aval ha-tosfus ha-poskim chalukim alav. The Tosfos disagrees and says it applies to all alcoholic beverages. And then Machaber is going like that, because he says clearly, sheikh shal se'orim is also. But the Darkei Moshe, he says, it says in our places the minhag poshut is people do drink. They do drink beer, and we're made of grain and also mead as well. Even the house of a goy. But Ulai Soichim Adibri Rabbi, and they also Soichim on the Rabbi. The Rosh brings down in, now he brings Eretz He Aleph Yud. How do you pronounce that? So I first read it, I thought Eretz Hai, I thought maybe it's American. Hai, you know, but it's not Eretz Ha'i. Now where's Eretz Ha'i? Here, England. England. It says the Pilpul Acharist says, I heard this is a land, a big island called Angleterre, or they call it in Laos, they call it England, right? So England, see, so if we do have beer in the past, we're fulfilling a minhag going back a long time that he mentioned that in England they used to do this. Right, so if we look at Lashon of the Machaber, again, the Kuf Yudala, the first Sif, Kol Sheikha Shel Oibek Machaber, any beer of Goyim, Echad Sheikha Shel Tomorrow, whether it's made of dates, or Shel Te'elim, or figs, or Shel Sa'orim, or barley, or Shel Tavua, or of grain, or Shel Davash, or made of honey, also Mishum Chasnus, then it's also because of Chasnus. Veino also Ele B'mokim Mechiroso, it's only also in the place where they actually sell it. But if he brings the beer to his house, sham, and drinks it there, muta, there's muta. So notice he says, he brings it home. It's mashmah, he's going like the more machmed there, Rav Acha, who said you've got to actually bring the beer home. You can't have it in the streets. You've got to bring it home. Sheikha gezeira shema yisod etzlo. The main gezeira is you'll come to eat together with them. Below astro elo kishkoveya atzvo lishtois kederech she'odon koveya b'shtia. And it's only also if he's covering himself to drink, the way a person sits down for a fixed drink. But if he goes in a temporary manner, on a one-off basis, mutar, it's okay. I shouldn't translate one-off, we'll see maybe a bit more than one-off. Someone who's staying in a non-Jewish establishment, so it's considered his house, mutar lishlach be'er liknos sheikham be'ovid kelchavim. And he's allowed to send, to get beer, bring it into his house from non-Jews, to bring it there. And they also add that even to drink from the beer of the place itself is allowed if it's Ava. Tosa says that if it's going to cause a bad feeling, then it's muta. But now, that's the machaber, okay? So if I was asked by people from Orlane, I'd have to tell them that, and that's it. But the Ramah says, V'yesh ma'atirim b'sheikha shel devash v'tavu. And some allow it if it's honey-based beer, or if it's from grain, the Mordechai and so on. V'kei noagim l'hakil b'medinus elu, and that is the minhag to be makel in our medinus. So you can be makel to do so, to have it to go into a pub and have it. So that would be even if you're going in a more fixed manner. Because if you're going in a temporary manner,
so people buy for their shalom's office cans and cans of lager and beer.
Yeah. What? To have them at home?
Yeah.
That's 100% fine. Yeah, to have it at home, that's fine. Even to have it, take it out the shop and have it in the door of the shop, the entrance, that would be fine. That's all if you're being machmir, even if you're machmir like the machaber. Again, so according to the machaber, there's an issa to go in and have a fixed drink and on a regular basis in a pub. Right? The machaber does not allow that. And the fact that it's beer, our beer, is not made of dates, it's different beer, it doesn't help, according to the Bible. It's all osa. According to the Rabbah, it would be osa to go and have a date beer. I think you won't, don't know if you'll find it. We've also to have date beer, because that was what the gezeri was on. But it would be mutter to have other types of beer, even in a fixed manner. But even if you want to be machmir like the machaber, it's only osa in a fixed manner. But to do it on an akrai, to go in and just, you're thirsty, and you want to, this is a summer svadi, and he has to be machmir like the machaber, and he's very thirsty, he goes in, and he has a beer, and he drinks it, that's not a problem, right? It's to sit down with the non-Jews and to have a beer, that is a problem. So it might be, I don't know. And what about these people that go into a pub to watch the football? Okay? That would be. I met somebody in a kiddush in Morlaine, and he was Israeli, and he didn't look particularly religious, but he was coming to our shop this morning, and I asked him what he was doing here, and he said he'd come to Manchester to watch the football. So someone commented, "What's that called?" That's called Yerida Leregel. So according to the Mechaber, it is also to go in and sit down and have a drink there, and it makes a difference what alcoholic beverage it is, and according to the Ramah, it's only also if it's the type of beer that we're talking about then, and our beer will be mutter. Now, the question is, should you be machaber like the machaber? There are many, many posts can say that one should be machmir. So the Gros says that the ikar is like the machaber, and therefore one should be machmir. But you can't tell someone they're doing something wrong if they don't want to be machmir on this. Okay, now, in terms of what is called a keva or not, so the Piskei Teshuva brings us a bit more about it. So the way he puts it is, in addition to that, what Chazal asked Bishuli Nochrim and Pas Nochrim, so on, they also forbid drinking beer. But because there's not so much Kiruv Das with drinking alcohol as there is with bread and so on, they will make all various things. And only, it's only also in the place where they sell it. If you take it out, then it's mutter. And some matter in the entrance of the shop, that is Rav Popper. And he also says that it's, and you can also drink in a non-Jewish establishment in a derech arai, but akrai. That's two things you need. You need derech arai, but you're not doing the keva way. Some say if you're standing up, that's okay. I mean, they say better, if you're standing up, that's okay. If you're not sitting down, that's okay. And also has to be akrai. Now, what's called akrai? So he brings that three times. Would also, more than three times, would be called not a cry. It's not a cry anymore, but he discusses in the notes, not sure how long, maybe over 3 years. But he also says that even if you do it, if you do it more than three times, but if it's a different establishment each time, it's okay. So you can go to the Bush and Bull, and then you can go to the Peacock, and you know, go around to the pubs, and you're okay. All different establishments. And then he adds to what we said before, that someone who's staying in a non-Jewish establishment can drink the beer that he buys there, because since he's staying there, it's considered his house. And the same in a hotel, he's allowed to buy beer from a non-Jew and to drink it. And then he says what Tosa says as well, wherever there's likely to be Eva or Katata, there could be the disputes and so on. If he doesn't drink it, then he's allowed to be maker and drink it. This often happens when people have... there's always the issues of parties, people who work in non-Jewish establishments, and they're invited out at Xmas time about going there and what they do and what they don't have. The interesting thing is, there's an issue, especially when it comes to wine. The Rambam writes that when it comes to wine, that's more chomer. Wine is more strict, and that is also in a Masiba of Goyim. Even if it's Bishul Yisrael, it's still also there. I know there was an interesting thing happened. One of the chief rabbis, there's a series of lectures called the Reef Lectures. They're very academic lectures, and he gave the Reef Lectures. And at the end of it, there's a big party, and so they did their research and they got kosher food in, and they got very high quality kosher champagne. But unfortunately, they didn't do enough research, because they didn't realise that champagne is always not mevushel. Of course, you don't cook champagne, and so of course he couldn't have it because of that. The question arises: if it had been not a problem of that, would he be allowed to? In this Masiba, because the Rambam writes you can't have it in a Masiba of Goyim. So there it seems that they ask a kasha on the Rambam, because the loss of the Rambam is mashba, there's often any Masiba. But the truth is that the Gemara is talking specifically about Masiba of a chasana, and that's to do with Avodah Zarah. It's a different gazeri, it's not to do with chasanas, it's to do with Avodah Zarah. So pashtas, it would seem to be, lulei the Rambam, that other than that, it would not be a problem. One last thing in the last 2 minutes is to mention that one of the kashrus issues with beer, which actually isn't a problem, lemaisa, but there's something called fining. Anyone know what this fining when it comes to beer? When they make the beer, it seems the starch in all the tavua is what turns into alcohol, but the proteins are left behind. And what the proteins do is they form these little nodules in it, so the whole beer is cloudy. So to get this out, there's stuff you can put aside it. It seems that the protein is negatively charged, and some animal products and so on are positively charged. So that in the times of Noda Behudi, you had a shy like this. The Yidden who were making beer were adding in the bladder of a non-kosher fish. It calls it Heusenblasen. They were adding this in, and what it used to do was to attract all this this protein. And then it would either float to the top, float to the bottom, and you could separate it out. So the question is, are you allowed to do that? Is that mutter? Because there's a problem of eil v'vachon isla chathila. So he was matir for various reasons. One of the reasons is because eil v'vachon isla chathila is only when you're doing it in order to put the taste in. Here you're doing it for a separate reason. Because they discuss the case of honey. That honey has, naturally when it comes, it has the bees' legs in it. There's little legs of bees in it. So the way to get it out is you heat it up and you sieve it. But the problem is when you do that, then you're putting the taste of the of the legs of the bees into the honey. So it is bottle b'shishim, because they're obviously absolutely tiny, but you're still the chatil, you're putting in, is that bittle is the chatil? And say, no, it's not, because you're not trying to put the tam dish, you're trying to do something completely different. So when you're trying to do something completely different, that's not called bittle isra l'chatzila. And here, the same thing is here. You're not trying to do anything other than to take out all these flaky stuff. So therefore, that's not a problem. And these are very massive for other reasons. One of the other reasons is because this bladder is dried out before they put it in. So that's not a problem. And he has various other heterium as well for it. However, that's all talking... Although he was allowing l'chatzila for Jewish people to do that, when you're talking about b'dievet, even those who are machmir, and they seem to play the place that make beer are machmir on this, and they will not they will make sure the stuff they're using for the fining is kosher, but that's all a question for them to do it like the chatzila. But for certainly for us b'dieved, that is not an issue. That's not a problem with beer. There can be other issues with certain cider sometimes, and they can sometimes, especially if they're making their own concoctions, they can add in things as well. So one has to be aware of the actual kashrus issues. But in terms of the original issue, the issue that we started off with, for us Ashkenazim, meikar adin, if it's beer and it's whiskey, then it's mutter. But however, they all warn and caution that it's not the ideal. Coming back to where we started off from, with the hein om labodav yishkon, that it's the keeping separate, the going, and that's because we should have the gula beim ho amen.
Oh, amen.
Yeah.